course this morning. So we can, and then if Marie wants to review it when we later, she can. Marie is back in Switzerland. She was here last week for the last 2 weeks, but we didn't manage to connect, but that's fine. She can call in from Switzerland. I think she's on another call right now. So yeah. So maybe you could show us what you've built so far. And when you say the plant ontology and the crop ontology, so you're talking about all the different species-specific ontologies for the crop ontology, yeah. And you've looked at the trait ontology, the plant trait ontology?
Yes.
Yes.
We looked for over these ontologies, and we use sometimes the definitions and the ID that they use to vinculate between our terms and the other terms that we can found in.
Yeah, great. If you want to show us a little bit of what you've built and
how can we do that? I mean,
well, you can share your computer screen if you like.
We are using Android.
Oh, you're on a phone. Oh, okay. Well, maybe not today. We can't do that.
The link to the poster we presented last year in
classes. Oh, sure. That would be great. Yeah.
The link to the GitHub repository where we publish the ontologies.
Yes. Oh, and your ontologies are on GitHub. That's wonderful. Yeah.
Yes, probably the best idea to send the GitHub.
Yeah, if you could put the I could open it on my computer and we could look at it together. That's great.
Okay, because we improved a little bit the ontologies after sending this poster. So
we know that the ontology needs a deep revision, but our idea to make it public was to see if other lab, other people doing breeding program are using traits that we didn't code. So
right.
We can use it.
Right, that's wonderful.
Last year, our poster was the only one about avocado and cerimoya in the whole.
That's so surprising that there wasn't any more work on avocado. I mean, that's a pretty popular thing.
But okay.
Everyone loves avocados. So you were in Malaga?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. It must be beautiful down there.
Right now, it's a bit cloudy. I mean, we are happy because after a very, very dry year, we are now having 2 weeks of rain.
Yes.
Yes, we
have that's a dry area. Yeah. I was down in that area in 2015.
Oh.
Yeah. My daughter was on a study abroad in Spain, and I came and met her, but I had about a week extra. So I toured around, went all the way down the south and around and back up.
Okay.
That's a beautiful country. I loved it.
Yeah. Next time, if you want, we can give you a tour of our collection.
That's wonderful. I'd love that. Yeah. I don't know when I can get there again.
I mean, we have a very nice research station with like 500 different species of.
Oh, really? Wow!
Is a reference bank, international reference bank for cerimoya.
Oh, okay, and that's why you have all this passport information, because you have this collection, wonderful breeding collection. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Okay.
If you wanted, you could email me the link if that's easier.
Yeah, right in there.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
We are sending two links.
Okay.
The poster. So in the poster, we have some description why we did the work and some data about the ontologies.
The man I sent you an email with.
Yeah.
No.
Which way are you sending it to me?
Mail.
I'm... Oh, you're going to email it. Okay, that's perfect. Yeah,
that works. My computer doesn't work. Sorry, one
experience
moment.
No problem. I totally understand these things happen. Yeah. I'm just deleting a little spam while we're doing this. You know how it is. First thing in the morning, they always have to delete spam.
Okay, let's try.
Okay. Let's see. Did it come? Okay. I don't think I got it yet. Sometimes the email is a little bit slow to come through. So you sent an email?
Yes.
Okay, let me just see if it's here yet. Get messages. It's coming all the way from Spain, so it takes a few seconds. Has to go under the ocean. Oh, here it is.
Okay,
perfect. So, okay, I'm going to open both of these, and then I can share my screen with you, and we can discuss them. Excellent. And you have a link to the poster. Okay, here, and I will share my screen. You didn't have any problems connecting this morning or this afternoon for you?
No.
Oh, that's wonderful. Because Zoom usually works quite well. There we go. Now, should be able to see it. Yeah. You guys might turn your video off. That might help a little bit. That might speed things up a little bit. Seems like it's lagging a tiny bit. Yeah. Yeah, that's coming up now. Oh, the poster. Yes. Very nice. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good.
There are changes between the poster and the current GitHub version.
Yeah.
Okay.
The most important one probably is the ID of the term, which is changed because SO it was already.
Yes.
So
I was realized.
It was a mistake, and we changed that. So.
Ah, great.
If you click on the image, you can scroll through the poster.
Which image? Click on this one up top.
And then you scroll the poster, right?
Oh, I see, yes. Oh, very nice. Okay, so you changed the prefix name, yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful. Yeah, so you're using the variable method and scale plan. That's great. So are you using this to annotate your data in your database?
That's the goal, but we are still...
That's the goal, right. Yeah.
We have some, already we have some genome data, genotyping with GBS. A bit short on phenotype data. The idea is for this summer to release the first version of the database.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Well, this looks really good. Yeah. I'd probably have to sit down and study it. So one question I want to ask you is, you know, if you find morphological traits or morphological structures that are missing in the plant ontology, we would be happy to add those. Like, we should be fairly well covered in terms of, you know, the parts of the structures. Mm-hmm. What did you find, Alicia? Were there most things?
I don't remember.
Did you have to have some that were missing, I wonder? So most of these are traits, though, right? So PAMR is the avocado one, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And you've got some different categories and...
Yeah.
Very nice. So what kind of collaboration would you like to do? I mean, would you like to have your ontologies hosted at Bioversity and... Or at the crop ontology?
I think that would be a quick one. I mean, we are worried about if we did the thing right. I mean, we did the work correctly and the ontology can be used on, not only for us, but for other people. So hosting then there would be a really nice first step. But if the best way, maybe in the middle time, is to integrate our descriptor in the general plant and crop and trait ontology, we will be happy with that too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if we could do some mapping from this to the TO, to the trait ontology, and then, so I don't know if you're familiar with the Plantion, but we have 10 of the I'll show you here. One second here. This is our, so you know, Alicia, you know about the development site?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because I sent you that information, I'm pretty sure. And if you go in here and you just say browse, that'll take you to the browser. And then we can, if we just search for ontology terms, you can see all the different sources that we have. So we're right now, we have about 10 of these are the crop ontology vocabularies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so they're mapped to the trait ontologies, trait ontology. And so if you go to something like, one of our favorite examples is always plant height, because almost everything has a plant height. Mm-hmm. And you can see that under plant height, there's plant heights from the different species. And so, you know, but the process to do this probably would be work with Marie to get your two ontologies at the crop ontology. And then she has a mapping script that she can run, and also the conversion, format conversion, so that it's correct to go on the Amigo. So that's definitely something we could, you know, talk about doing as we move forward with this for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know you're familiar with the crop ontology site with all the different species on here. So basically what, you know, the versions that are here on the crop ontology are the same as the ones on the Plantiome. We make a little modification that we put the name of the crop in the name of the term.
Uh-huh.
Just because if you have all of them saying plant height, you wouldn't know which one it was. So we have cassava and lentil and maize and pigeon pea and rice and sorghum and soybean and wheat shown here. And we also append the name with the word trait at least the name of the traits, because then we don't have to, you know, then we can differentiate them from the variables and the scales on our site.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's kind of, you know, that can be added during the loading process. Mm-hmm. Marie has a script that she does that with, so yeah. And, you know, it's great you're on GitHub, and that's wonderful. So let me just go and look. So it looks like are you using Oboe Edit mostly?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, we're kind of encouraging people to move away from using Oboe Edit into using Protégé, but, I mean, it definitely works still. It's just it's not supported, and there are some things that Oboe Edit puts in that, you know, down the road you may want to change over. But for now, you're fine. And in the Plantium, we're still actually working in the Oboe format, but we use Protégé exclusively now. And Protégé works pretty well with the Oboe format.
So there is a tool to convert the format, or we need to...
Are you familiar with Protégé? Yeah, I can show it to you here.
Probably I start a little bit. But
it's hosted, it's developed by, it's open source.
Yes, I know it.
Yeah. So, and I think, you know, it's working quite well now. We had some bugs with it when we first started, but it's working pretty well. So that's just something to think about, you know, as you move into the more broader ontology world, you may find that people say, oh, I don't know why you're still using Oboe Edit. But in terms of a starting beginning, Oboe Edit is a great place to start. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this is wonderful. So you have quite an extensive ontology then with 1,000 terms. So this one is your avocado. Oh, I see, they're both here, yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the custom ontology versus the Oboe?
It was the first version that we did. Because yeah. I started to train with Oboe Edit. We developed ontology for the custom traits, another for the biodiversity traits, another
for
UPOV.
So the ontology, the Cerimoya ontology OVO, contain all of the three ontologies.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay, good.
So each one is a different source of trait.
Yeah. So it looks like Marie's just joined us. Hi, Marie. Can you say hello? I think she's just connecting. That's good. She's online, though. She's on the call. Maybe when she gets her headphone or whatever working. There she is. We can say hello.
Hello, Marie?
Hello? No.
That's all right. She's there. Marie, can you say, do you have audio, Marie? I hear something.
What is that?
Oh, now we heard you.
yeah, I know, but I don't have my headphone. I need to grab the other one. So I'm late. Sorry.
Can you turn your camera on for a minute and say hello?
Yeah, sure. Let me do that. My light is not on, so I don't know. Hi. I was not prepared. Hi.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I don't think you can see us.
Yeah. So you have an avocado ontology, apparently.
Antonio and Alicia are based in Malaga, Spain, and they work at, you work at the university, or are you at the germplasm repository?
I am a professor at the university, a plant physiology professor. Mm-hmm. I am part of a mixed institute between the research station and the university. That is where we have the collection for Cerimoya, Edo, Mango, Carambola, many other.
Nice. Topics. Yeah. And so they've kind of modeled, I'll go back to the poster. I'm sharing my screen. I hope you can see it, Marie.
Yeah, I can see it.
this is the poster from PEG. And so they've kind of modeled the ontology on the crop ontology model.
Okay, good.
With variables, methods, and scales. And Alicia mentioned that these IDs have changed now to ones that are more specific to their crop.
Okay.
And they have a database that they'd like to use to eventually index with the ontology terms. So it's a great start, great way to organize your data. And yeah, and I can give you these links once we're done here. And we were talking about possibly having their ontology hosted with the others at Crop Ontology. So that's a good point for you to talk to them about what steps that would entail. And
So the only step that we require is that you fill in a trade dictionary that is like an Excel file. Mm-hmm. And so the Excel file so you can find it on the website. Laurel, can you go on the Crop Ontology website?
Yes, I have it here.
And if you go on at the top in the news, Elizabeth made that, you can find, the trade dictionary, and we have also the guidelines.
Right.
That can help you to fill that in. And basically, the information that we ask is like just like the variable names. And then the trait information, the method information, and the scale information. If you have already all of this, I mean, that should be very straightforward, and there must be no problem to upload that on our website.
Okay.
That's
very nice. Yeah. And that way other researchers in the world who are interested in those crops could utilize them. I was going to go back to the GitHub site here. And their other stuff is on GitHub. That's great.
Yeah.
We all love GitHub, don't we?
Yeah, we do. So eventually, I mean, I'm still working on that. So I'm trying also to develop like a sort of automatic way to, every time there is a commit on GitHub, use the GitHub API to push the changes on the Crop Ontology website. So like GitHub and like the Crop Ontology site can be up to date. So that's something that should be coming this year. But I mean, I'm a little alone for now to work on that. So that must be, that should be ready very soon. So,
nice.
But in the meantime, you can still use like the trade dictionary to upload like the information on our website.
This is interesting. They have the nice diagrams of the fruits here. And I was mentioning if there were any morphological terms, you know, structure terms that they needed, we could add those to the PO.
And also, so then once it's on the Crop Ontology website, and if you are interested in mapping that to the TO,
okay,
I can also help with that, I guess, because I developed some sort of, you know, mapping techniques based on like based on the EQ, like the plant part that on which a measurement and is made, and using also Peyto, like is like the what is measured on this plant part. So I can also try to apply that on your, I mean, if you are using the trade dictionary, it should be easy.
Right.
So that's also something that you can benefit for filling in the trade dictionary. So then it will be easier to map that to the trait ontology.
May I have a question? How other people, for other species work, they keep a species specific ontology, and then they map and synchronize somewhere with the PO and the trait ontology, or they integrate all the term in those general ontologies and don't have a separate specific ontology for this species, for the crop. What I mean is, maybe I don't know if a breeder, in avocado breeder, for example, can have an interest in having a small, very specific ontology.
Right.
Or would be happy to have to use the two big one.
Yeah.
We don't know. Really, we don't know. I'm saying that because at the end of May there is this avocado brainstorming meeting in South Africa. We are invited to attend.
Oh. Yeah.
We have a big question on how people want to work with these tools. if they prefer the like a specific one, a smaller specific one, or they it's better just to integrate in the general one so they don't they are sure they will get all the term just using the plan and the trait ontology.
Right.
Yes. So what I see from the breeders, so I work for Biodiversity International, which is like a CG center. So we work with breeders, you know, in the, like at CIMIT and like Erie, I mean, working on rice, maize, wheat. I mean, our users really for the crop ontologies are really the breeders. And what they like is only to see the their ontology. So they don't want to see, even if they share term between like, I don't know, the potato okay. and the yam. I mean, they still want to be able to see like all the terms that apply for their crops. So they prefer to see only a small specific in ontologies. This is why we do mapping to TO afterwards, what they want to do, like, you know, comparative genomics and stuff like that. Yes. But when it's for breeders and in their everyday, you know, collection of the data, they are more interested in having only like the specific ontologies.
I see. So the way to work will be to have this specific application and telemola ontologies and then somewhat streamline mapping to the general ontology.
Yeah. I mean, that's my experience. I mean, if you can convince your breeders that they should be adopting like broader standard, good luck. I mean, I would be happy to be there and to see how you can convince them, but I didn't succeed in that.
Yes, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think for the actual breeders, they probably would prefer to have a small, very specific vocabulary to work on.
Yes.
Okay.
So are you developing ontologies for other species too? I see on your poster, you have like vitis and banana and barley, lentil.
Those are
From crop ontology.
Those are from crop ontology. Okay, yeah, good. Yeah, maize, kelpie has a lot. Cassava, we've done a lot of work on cassava, yeah. Yeah.
We have under, I mean, in our waiting list, there are a long list of subtropical crops. We are interested, but I mean, the two main are avocado and chirimoya. And then maybe mango will be the third one. Yeah. And then small one like pawpaw,
lychee, longan, carambola. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's only a start.
Yeah. Well, you know, usually once you do the first one, the rest will be a little easier. You'll know the procedure. Yeah, I think you guys are in really good shape. It looks great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we're happy to, you know, coordinate with you and help in any ways that we can. And
thank you. We really appreciate your work.
And Alicia, are you a postdoc or are you a PhD student or?
No, I'm a PhD student.
Okay. Yeah. That's wonderful that you're getting involved with this early in your career. So are there any other questions or comments or things that we should cover while we're on the phone?
We will review all the information we provide, the file and in the web page.
Okay.
And we can continue by mail.
Yes. See what we can do. We can send you a Excel file with all the information in the next day. Working with that.
Yeah. Marie, do you have any questions for them or anything? I did record the beginning part of the call. I don't know.
Okay, I will watch it. Yeah, yeah. No, I have no question. I mean, that's from what I see, it's very great. So, yeah. If you need any other information, just send me an email or to Laurel and we will try to help.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, wonderful to speak with you today.
Yeah, and also if you have, I probably missed that part, but if you have crops that for which we already have an ontology, but you have variable that we don't have, I mean, we will be happy if you can contribute to the ontology. So instead of starting a new one, just adding the new variable. So maybe the threat will be already in the ontology, or maybe like the scale, or so, you know, we can reuse part of it as much as we can to build the new variables. And okay. Your name can still be attached to the new variable. So like this, you still get like, you know, get a knowledge from the work you and the variable you submit.
We will.
But that's also something that you can see.
Yeah, looking over the different crops on your website, it doesn't look like there's much overlap with the tree fruits.
No,
there isn't really. So you guys are really breaking new ground.
Yeah. Although we are currently working on the cacao one. So.
Cacao.
You saw the
No.
Oh.
But I saw.
In the website webpage, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
In crops like cherimoya, when you do a search in NCBI or BLAST, there is almost nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. What is cherimoya used for?
You can eat it. It's very but sweet.
It's a sweet eating. I'm going to have to look for it in the grocery store, the fancy grocery store.
it has a lot of seeds, but it's very, very sweet. And when it's ripe, you can eat with a spoon. Like directly from the fruit. Yes. And here in Malaga, we also have ice cream from cherimoya.
Oh, nice. Huh. How interesting. Yeah. Okay, well, I guess we should wrap up then. Thank you so much for making time to talk with us and appreciate accommodating us on Friday night.
Okay. The
end of your week there, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Yo estoy en el momento de la nada. Lo siento, me he puesto súper nerviosa otra vez.